Welcome to Bible Talk, the program that gives Bible answers to Bible questions. This program is brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. Your speaker is Lynn Huggins, preacher with the St. James Church of Christ.
Last week on our program, we asked the question, is the Sabbath day law binding on Christians today? The Sabbath day was the seventh day of the week, and the law required God's people to rest and do no work on that day. It was one of the Ten Commandments given to the children of Israel at Mount Sinai. But we showed last week that this law was wiped out, taken out of the way, nailed to the cross, according to Colossians 2, verses 14 through 17. The Sabbath day law is no longer binding today. We also mentioned last week that present-day Sabbath keepers claim that there are two laws that God gave Israel, a moral law, which included the Sabbath day law, and a ceremonial law. They claim that the ceremonial law was taken out of the way, nailed to the cross, but not the moral law, not the Ten Commandments, which included the Sabbath day law. Well, we show that this distinction in the law of Moses is not scriptural, and that all the law of Moses was taken out of the way, including the Sabbath day law. Now, if you would like a transcript or a free audio CD copy of last week's program, we will be glad to send it to you, and we will tell you how you may contact us and make your request at the end of the program today. But we want to continue our study of this subject. Many present-day Sabbath keepers believe that the Ten Commandments, which included the Sabbath day law, is a part of God's great original law in heaven and has always been binding on mankind. Ellen G. White, who is believed by some Seventh-day Adventists to be a prophetess, wrote, and I quote, "The law of God in the sanctuary in heaven is the great original, of which the precepts inscribed upon the tables of stone and recorded by Moses in the Pentateuch were an unerring transcript," end of quote. Now, that which was written upon the tables of stone were the Ten Commandments. And Ms. White says this law is the great original in the sanctuary in heaven and an unerring transcript. Also, W. H. Branson wrote, and I quote, "The transgression of the moral law, or Ten Commandments, was sin. The second law, dealing with ceremonies, was given only because of the transgression of the first. The first was eternal, while the second was temporary in its application, extending only to the cross." End of quote. And so they believe that the Ten Commandments is an eternal law that is still binding today. What I want to show today is that the Ten Commandments, which includes the Sabbath day law, were not given until Moses gave them to the children of Israel at Mount Sinai, and that they were given only to the children of Israel. Now, Genesis 2, verses 2 and 3 are given by Seventh-day Adventists as proof that the Sabbath law was given to man at the very beginning. Genesis 2, verses 2 and 3 states what God did after the 6 days of creation. It states, "And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made." Now someone says, see, God sanctified the Sabbath day at the very beginning when he created man. But this passage does not tell us when God sanctified the day. It tells us why he sanctified the seventh day, but it does not tell us when he sanctified it. It just says that God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it because he rested on the seventh day. It doesn't tell us when it was established as a law. Other passages tell us when the Sabbath day law was established. Look with me at a few passages. First of all, in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 13, "You came down also on Mount Sinai, and spoke with them from heaven, and gave them just ordinances and true laws, good statutes and commandments. You made known to them your holy Sabbath, and commanded them precepts, statutes, and laws, by the hand of Moses your servant." Now, according to this passage, when did God make known to them his holy Sabbath? Well, it was when he came down on Mount Sinai and commanded it to them. In Deuteronomy 5, verses 2 and 3, Moses said to the children of Israel, "The Lord your God made a covenant with us in Horeb," that is, Mount Sinai. "The Lord did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with us, those who are here today, all of us who are alive." And then Moses listed here the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments, including the Sabbath law, was not given until Moses gave it to the children of Israel at Mount Sinai. You know, the first mention of the Sabbath observance is in Exodus 16, verses 22 to 31. Now, this is when God began to send the manna to feed the children of Israel in the wilderness after they came up out of Egypt. They were instructed to gather the manna every morning, every man according to his need. But on the sixth day, what they gathered would be twice what they needed for that day. But why? Well, Moses had to instruct them and tell them why. He said, "Tomorrow is a Sabbath rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord," verse 23. In verses 25 and 26, he said, "Eat that today, for today is a Sabbath to the Lord. Today you will not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, there will be none." Now this was new instruction for them. They hadn't heard this before. Since the Sabbath was to be a part of their law, there was a need for instruction concerning the gathering of the manna, now that the manna had begun to appear. This introduction of a day of rest was preparatory to the institution of the Sabbath at Sinai, which was given to these same people some days later. The Sabbath day had not been observed prior to this. You will never read of anyone observing the Sabbath day before this time. We do not read of Adam or Abel or Noah or Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob ever keeping the Sabbath day. The reason is, the Sabbath day law was not given to them. It was not given until it was given to the children of Israel after they came up out of Egypt. Now, the Bible also states that the Ten Commandments, including the Sabbath day law, were given only to the children of Israel. God made a covenant with the children of Israel at Mount Sinai, and the words of that covenant were the Ten Commandments. This covenant was not made with other people, but only with the children of Israel. Look with me at a few passages of Scripture. In Deuteronomy 4, verse 13, Moses is speaking to the children of Israel, and he said, "So he," that is God, "declared to you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, the Ten Commandments, and he wrote them on two tables of stone." End of quote. Now notice, God calls the Ten Commandments his covenant which he commanded you. It was the covenant he commanded the children of Israel at Sinai. Look in Exodus 34, verses 27 and 28. "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Write these words, for according to the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel.' So he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He neither ate bread nor drank water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments." Now notice, the words of the covenant are the Ten Commandments. And he made that covenant with Moses and with Israel. Look with me also in Deuteronomy 9, verse 9. Moses said, "When I went up into the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant which the Lord made with you, then I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights." Now, what was written on the tablets were the Ten Commandments. And notice, Moses calls them the tablets of the covenant, and that this covenant was made with you, that is, with the children of Israel. In Deuteronomy 5, verses 1 through 3, "And Moses called all Israel and said to them, 'Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your hearing today, that you may learn them and be careful to observe them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with us, those who are here today, all of us who are alive.'" And so, the Ten Commandments were given to the children of Israel and to no others. If a mailman was delivering the Ten Commandments, he would read the address in Deuteronomy 5, verses 1 through 5, and put it in the mailbox marked Israel. And so the Sabbath day law was not an eternal law for all mankind, but only a part of that covenant which God made with Israel. And also, when Moses states the fourth commandment concerning the Sabbath in the Ten Commandments, he says, "And remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day." Now, that is stated in the Ten Commandments, and it only has application to the children of Israel. They were the ones who were slaves in Egypt and were brought out by a mighty hand. In Exodus 31, verse 13, it says, "Speak also to the children of Israel, saying, Surely my Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you." Now notice, the Sabbath was a sign between God and the children of Israel, not a sign between God and the rest of the world. The Sabbath was a part of the covenant that God made with Israel. When Jesus came and died on the cross, he dedicated a new covenant. His blood is called the blood of the new covenant in Matthew 26, verse 28. Well, what happened to the covenant that God made with Israel at Mount Sinai, the Ten Commandments, when Jesus came and dedicated a new covenant? Well, the Hebrew writer says that God has made that covenant obsolete. And then he says, "And what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away." Hebrews 8, verse 13. And that's what happened to that covenant which God made with Israel at Mount Sinai. It vanished away. And that's what happened to the words of that covenant. And so the old covenant and the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments, are no longer binding today. In Hebrews 7 and verse 12, the Hebrew writer says that there was a change of the law. We're no longer under the law of Moses, but we're under the law of Christ. You know, someone might be asking, well, did not Jesus keep the Sabbath day? If he observed it, shouldn't we? Well, Jesus observed the Sabbath day because Jesus was an Israelite and lived under the law of Moses. Galatians 4 verse 4 says that he was born of a woman born under the law. The covenant God made with Israel was still binding when Jesus lived on the earth. You see, it was the death of Jesus that brought the abolition of that law. As we studied last week in Colossians 2 and verse 14, Paul said, "Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross." And so the law was nailed to the cross. Jesus kept the Sabbath law because he lived under the law. We are now under a New Testament. The New Testament does not require Sabbath day keeping. What we do read in the New Testament scriptures is that Christians met for worship and observed the memorial of Christ, the Lord's Supper, on the first day of the week, Acts 20 and verse 7. Never in Scripture do we read where the first day of the week is called a Sabbath day, or do we read of a Christian Sabbath. The Lord has not commanded a Sabbath day today. Well, our time is gone for today, and we thank you for listening. If you would like a CD copy or a transcript of today's broadcast and last week's broadcast, then give us your name and address, and we will be glad to send them to you absolutely free of charge. There are three ways that you may contact us and make your request. You may email us. Our email address is sjchurch@sjchurchofchrist.com. Or you may call us. Our telephone number is 573-265-8628. If no one is there to answer, just leave your request on the answering machine. Or you may mail us through the U.S. Postal Service. Our address is Bible Talk, P.O. Box 308, St. James, Missouri, 65559.
You have been listening to Bible Talk, brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. You are invited to the services of the St. James Church of Christ, Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible classes and 10:15 for worship, Sunday evening at 5 for worship, Wednesday night Bible classes at 7. The church building is located at 685 Sydney Street in St. James, where Sydney Street and Highway B intersect. Thank you for listening, and join us again next week at this same time for Bible Talk.